WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another dose of The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace, grit, and let's be honest, a whole lot less stress. Ever feel like the world is just spinning faster and faster, leaving you feeling dizzy and overwhelmed? You know that feeling when there are a million things demanding your attention, deadlines looming, and everyone expects a Zen master version of yourself even though you haven't slept in 48 hours? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Amidst all that chaos, there's this incredible oasis waiting for us, inner peace. Now, I know what you're thinking, inner peace? That sounds like something hippies on a mountaintop achieve. And honestly, it can feel that way sometimes. But trust me, inner peace isn't about becoming some detached yogi who floats above the daily grind. It's about finding that calm center within yourself, no matter what life throws your way. It's about learning to weather the storms with a sense of serenity and resilience. So how do we get there? Let's break it down into five key takeaways. 1. Recognize you can't control everything. Life is full of curveballs, unexpected detours, and sometimes, downright nasty surprises. We can spend our days trying to control every little thing, but that's like trying to herd cats, ultimately futile and exhausting. The Stoics taught us to focus on what we can control. Our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. When things go sideways, and they will, remember that you have the power to choose your response. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how when you're engrossed in a book or movie, time seems to fly by? That's mindfulness at work. It's about being fully present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It can be as simple as taking a few deep breaths, savoring a cup of coffee, or really listening to someone when they're talking. Mindfulness helps us break free from the constant chatter of our minds and find a sense of calm in the chaos. 3. Cultivate gratitude. Seriously, it's like magic. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things, big or small, shifts your perspective and makes you feel more content. Think about that amazing sunset you saw last night, a delicious meal, or even just a kind word from a stranger. Gratitude is like a superpower that helps us focus on what's positive instead of dwelling on what's lacking. 4. Embrace imperfection. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and sometimes feel completely off our game. But striving for perfection is a recipe for misery. Instead, practice self-compassion, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend who's struggling. Remember, being human means embracing our imperfections. It's what makes us unique and relatable. 5. Connect with others. We are social creatures, hardwired to crave connection. Building strong relationships with friends, family, and even our community can provide us with a sense of belonging and support that's essential for inner peace. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Let me tell you about a time when I really needed to tap into this inner peace thing. Picture this. It was the day before a major presentation at work, and my mind was racing like a Formula One car. Every possible scenario was playing out in my head, from bombshell questions to technical glitches to forgetting everything I'd practiced. I could feel myself spiraling into panic mode until I remembered something a mentor once told me: calm your mind before it controls you. So, I took a deep breath, put on my favorite playlist, and went for a walk. Focusing on the rhythm of my footsteps and the sounds around me helped to quiet the mental chatter. When I returned, I felt calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle that presentation with confidence. And there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate inner peace. Accept what you can't control, practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, embrace imperfection, and connect with others. Remember, finding inner peace isn't a destination, it's a journey. It takes time, effort, and practice. But the rewards are worth it. A life filled with more joy, resilience, and serenity. So go out there, take those steps, and start your journey today. Don't forget to subscribe to The Stoic Way and share this episode with anyone who needs a little dose of inner peace in their lives. Until next time, stay calm, stay grounded, and keep striving for that inner oasis.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.